United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the plenary session, pointing out that the humanitarian situation in Gaza is worsening day by day. Guterres said the speed and scale of the carnage is worse than anything he's ever seen as Secretary General.
At least 1.7 million people, 75% of Gaza's population, have been displaced many times over by Israel military attacks. Nowhere is safe. Conditions are deplorable. The public health situation is beyond crisis level. Gaza's hospitals lie in ruins. Medical supplies and fuel are scarce or non-existent.
He said more than 1 million people lack clean drinking water and face desperate hunger. He said more than 50,000 Palestinian children require treatment for acute malnutrition. Guterres said despite the desperate situation, at least half of all humanitarian aid missions have been denied access, impeded, or canceled altogether as the fighting rages on after 8 months. He said the already limited flow of aid has plummeted since Israel began its assault on Rafah last month. He said a ceasefire is critical.
The horror must stop. It's high time for a ceasefire, along with the unconditional release of hostages. I welcome the peace initiative recently outlined by President Biden and urge all parties to seize this opportunity and come to an agreement. And I call on all parties to respect their obligations under international humanitarian law.
The UN has brought forth numerous resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire for months. However, this is the first such resolution to be approved by the Security Council. 14 out of 15 Security Council member states voted in favor of the US-backed resolution. Only Russia abstained, saying the proposal is too short on details. Top US officials say Israel has accepted the ceasefire deal. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to say that the war will not end until Hamas is destroyed. Hamas leaders said Tuesday they would like to add amendments to the deal, including pledges to confirm the ceasefire, confirm Israeli withdrawal from the Strip, confirm Gaza reconstruction, and confirm a prisoner exchange. Hamas leaders say they support the broad outlines of the deal, but said they don't trust that Israel will honor the terms. Martin Griffiths is the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief for the UN. He said the UN and a broad coalition of organizations met Tuesday with Jordanian and Egyptian government representatives to discuss ways to deliver and distribute aid to Gaza. Griffiths said the security situation must improve first.
What is clear to us is that while we will, as humanitarians, continue to find concrete solutions to the challenges to aid delivery, we need a fundamental shift in our operating environment, which needs to ensure safe, conducive, and enabling conditions.
Griffiths said all crossings into Gaza must be fully open and operational, with streamlined requirements for personnel and supplies going in. The UN estimates that $2.5 billion will be needed to sustain the people of Gaza through the end of the year. Griffiths said the UN Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, will play a critical role in getting aid where it's needed. Israel has tried to discredit UNRWA throughout the war, and the UN says Israel has killed nearly 200 UNRWA staff. UNRWA is prepared to play a key role in rebuilding Gaza once the war is over. Israeli strikes have wrecked around 60% of Gaza's residential buildings and at least 80% of commercial facilities. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA News, Atta Shaheen.